Today is Erev Shavuos, the 14th of May. Hey, Sivan, Tavshin Ein Gimel. Before I begin, I just want to dedicate today's learning, Lezeichet Nishmas, the family members of my family members, of my grandmother, that today is the Yortzeit she keeps for the those who were killed by the Nazis and Machshimam in the Holocaust. Erev Shavuos is the Yortzeit. So the learning that we do today should be Lezeichet Nishmasam. On that note, the Mechaber tells us in Siman Tov Samech Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, Im Nimtzeis Chita Bekua Be'Isa Ay B'Matzah Afuya. We're discussing here if a person finds a wheat kernel which is cracked open, which we said is a sign of Chametz, in the food, in the dough rather, or in the matzah which was baked. Imagine this, you crack open the matzah and you find the wheat kernel. So after you control your heart, you know, relax a little, then your question is, what do you do? What do you do with the food? Yosir mimena kidei netilas makayim. What you do is you remove the area from around the food, netilas makayim, which we say is around 2 centimeters worth of food. You take off that amount of food from where that kernel was touching. V'hashar mutter, and the rest is permissible. Now, how many of us would have thought this? Imagine you have over here, you have the kernel. You find in the matzah, a kernel. I would have thought, you see a kernel, a matzah, you dispose of it, get rid of it. It's not so fast, don't throw it out. You just break off the part that it's in contact with, around 2 centimeters worth. Okay? And the rest of the matzah is all fine. You can eat it. Further, the Mechaber tells us, Rabbi Yosef Karo, V'yesh misha oyser, kol ha'isa oyser matzah, there are those that forbid the whole dough, or next opinion says, or the whole entire matzah, v'roi lachush ledvarov, it's appropriate to be concerned for that approach of to be more machmer. However, unless it's a case of a hesed meruba, which is a great loss, you have no other, let's say, matzahs to eat. So, before we see the Mishnah Brura, let's just review. We have two opinions over here. The first opinion in the Mechaber is that if a person finds this wheat, the wheat kernel in the dough or in the food, take off netilas makayim, around 2 inches worth, and then the rest is fine. According to the second opinion, it's no good. Don't eat it unless it's a hefsim aruba or shas edchak. Let's see now on the bottom of the page, the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan mem vav. Around 4 lines up from the bottom of the page. Mem hay rather. Bekua, it's cracked open. Uledidan, according to us, im nisarakicha, afal pishla nisbakeya. We learned earlier yesterday that if it's soft, if the wheat kernel is soft, even though it didn't crack open, even though it's not cracked open, you still should not use it. Now that's in regards to eating, you should not use it. But in regards to selling it, deriving benefit from it, getting hana, one can derive benefit from it, even if it did not crack open, it was just soft. So let's say a person finds this matzah, he has the situation that the kernel's in it. Is he allowed to sell it to his non-Jewish friend, or non-Jewish, or whatever, customer? The answer is yes, he's allowed to sell it to him, because it's an isra hana, to derive benefit from it. Benefit he's permitted if it's just soft. Okay. Sifkot Memvav, we're in the Mishnah Brura, 3 lines from the bottom of the page. Kedei netilas makayim, so take off, if you find the wheat kernel in the dough or in the matzah, take off netilas makayim, around 2 centimeters worth. Afia dino kli, the oisek kedei netila, because the halachas of baking have the same halachas of roasting. And how much did we say should take off in regards to roasting? We said take off kedei netila. No, but isa apid ditsoinenhu, and dough, even though it's cold, so a person might think, I don't have to remove that amount 2 centimeters worth, kedei netilo mikomakoyim. And when we say that they doichak halisha niflot mimena mashu saviv mekoyma. But since you work the dough, you're pounding it, and the taste of the sweet kernel spreads around 2 centimeters worth to the sides of the dough where it got into, even though it wasn't baked yet. Normally you need the temperature to cook it. Here it's not a problem. Yeah, here it's going to be a problem even if it's not baked. Sifkot mem zayin. Now we're discussing the mechaber that says that we should be machmir and not use it at all. Dalidei halisha nischametzes ksas v'hamayim should be isa moilichin es plitas hachita sheniflot alidei doichik halisha b'chol ha'isa. This opinion says in the Mishnah Brura that the dough, since it's being worked, it becomes chametz stick, and it spreads its chametz stick taste throughout the whole entire dough. And therefore one should not use this dough that was the kernel of wheat was found inside of it. Let's go back now on top of the page to the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'chei noigin toicha pesach, that's the smaller print, V'chei noigin toicha pesach, l'esor, to forbid, turning the page in some editions, oiso matzo shenimso bo hachito matirin es achreina. To forbid that matzo, acheiros, that the wheat was found in it, and we permit the other matzos, bein shenimso bo afuyo, oichai, whether you find it baked in there or not baked in there, va'amrinon, and we say, kan nimseis, kan ha'isa. We say where you found it, that's where it is, and we don't assume it's other places as well. We're going to come back to this concept of kan nimsa, kan ha'isa, but first let's see the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Memches on the previous page in the bottom. He brings two words there. He says, in regards to the minigiz, says the Ramal, like this last opinion of the Mechaber, right? We have in front of us two issues. The Mechaber says two halachas. I could just take off netilas makom, take off a little amount, and the rest is permissible. Or he says, really better, another opinion, not better, but another opinion says, don't use it at all. What do we do? Well, depends. The Bnei Ashkenaz, says the Rama, says we go with that strict opinion in the Mechaber, and we don't use it. Says the Mishnah Brura on the bottom of the page, Sifkot Memches, Va'avti mistimos. Next page, Harama, Mashman da Oyser Kula, according to the Rama, you answer everything. Afila behefsim ruba, even in the case of a hefsim ruba, Mikomokoim, Benisrachachov lunisbakeo, if it just became softer, the kernel softened up, and it did not crack open. Efsha shiesh lahokil behefsim ruba, alidei nitilas makam. Even in the Rama, who says to answer it, it could be, we could be lenient. If it's just more, it's softened up and it did not become, did not crack open, just to take off netilas makom. Sifkot memtes. The Rama says, bein shenimso bein ba afuyo ichai, whether you find this wheat kernel there baked or not. Kein sarchloim, he adds the word ki shehi afuyo. In other words, we have the words in the Rama. Neil, I'm sorry, I'm surprised you didn't pick this up. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. Okay, you usually get it before me. It says, "Bein shenimsa be ba afuyo oichaya." He says, not shenimsa ba afuyo oichaya. It's ki shehi afuyo. When it is baked. Why? Kein tzarich lomer. Behind it, what does it mean? It says the number 49. We're in the 49, right? It's very appropriate. 49th day of the Omer. Sifkot Memtes. Okay. So whether you find the wheat kernel in the matzah after it was baked, or it's still dough, after you spread it out, you want to bake it.
Is this a different girsa?
Yeah, he's saying it's a different girsa. He's saying that, I think what he's saying is the correct girsa should read. Not that it's a different, but the correct girsa. Or it's in a piece of the dough. We don't say that the chita was in the big matcha dough, and now everything should be awesome. But But you find it here, and that's where it is, not everywhere else. Let me explain what's going on. Okay? When you make dough, just picture those big, you know, it's called a Hobart machine. You know those big dough, anybody working in the kitchens, right? You have a little home machine. Taking a 5-pound batch of dough in the house with a mix master, the whole machine there. You have the whole dough, and then you break off a piece of the dough. And then, let's say you're making your matzah. In that batch of dough that you broke off from, you find a kernel, a wheat kernel. Do I say, you know what? There's also wheat kernels in the other batch where it came from. Do I say that? The answer is no. Kan nimsa, let's say my left hand is where that dough is, the wheat kernel was found in that small amount of dough. Kan haya. If it's found here in that part that I cut off from, so I don't say that it comes back to the original batch of the 4.5 pounds of dough that's still remaining in the bucket. It's a cool, it's a leniency. That's what it means, kan nimsa kan haya. Is that clear? Any questions on that? Yes. He's now explaining, the Mishnah Berurah continue to explain this concept of kan nimsa kan haya. The Hainu, shekan nimsa sachita achshav b'matzah zu, oy b'chatichas isa zu. In other words, I find one kernel in one slice of matzah, one piece of matzah. Do I say the rest of the matzahs are problematic? So Reb Joel, in this case, we're saying you don't have to crack open every single matzah looking for the making matzah meal, and then you sell a new product, right? That you don't have to do. Kan hayusa b'tchila kishenafla, and here it was originally when it fell down, it was in the sweet kernel. It was in this one matzah or this one dough. The hainul achashe nechtecha mimena hamatzah nafla achita l'seicha. We say that after you separated that half a pound of dough, that's when that wheat kernel fell into it. Did not fall into the big, large batch. Now, what's the reason why we don't have to check the whole entire batch? He says, "She'ein marzikin iser mimakom lamakom." We don't assume there's a klal or rule that there's iser. We don't say there's iser in part A, so there'll also be a mimakom, a different place in part B. Mimakom lamakom, from one place to another place, we won't say there's an iser. Okay, keep this rule in mind, she'ein marzikin iser mimakom lamakom, because we're going to come across it again, as well as a different rule as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, v'machita hi melei mayim, if this chita, the wheat kernel, is full of water, umaluchloch mi aver el aver, and it's all moist, imkei nikka shahayu b'mayim v'isa. Then you can see this wheat was in the water and in the dough. Then yesh leser kol isa. Then we'll answer the whole entire dough. Why is that? We're going to answer the whole entire dough because we're saying this wheat kernel has a simen. It's recognizable that it's soaked in and out. And it was there for a long time. Now, how was there for a long time? Because it must have been there in a big batch of dough. So even though we just said we're not going to normally forbid the whole entire batch of dough, all 5 pounds, but when you look at it, you see this wheat kernel is really cracked open and it's really moist and it's really been there for a while, so it must have been there from the beginning in the big batch of 5 pounds. Mikomokoim, however, iika limitly shoyisa balua mimokom acher mimayim chen v'nafla seichamatsa hakol afi inyan. Ki toilin b'matsoi bein lahokil bein lahachmer v'loy mikri safik klal. He says as follows. Even though we just said that if you find that moistened wheat kernel in the matzah, a concern is it's chametzik now, and the chametzik taste spread throughout the dough. That's a concern. So we'll forbid the whole entire batch of 5 pounds of dough. But if I can assume that, you know what, maybe it became moistened before it fell in. Now sometimes I know I'm being recorded here, but sometimes I come home and my children get very excited to tell me, look, feel my sleeves. Well, what's with their sleeves? It's soaking wet. The little ones that we're talking now. So they're excited to tell me how they had a water fight. Now, indoor water fights in the house, not my cup of tea. That's not what I'm so... So let's say they had this indoor water fight. The fight's a strong word. It's indoor enjoyment. And they get some wheat wet. And it was in the water. And then, you know, you'd make the matzah. I'm just giving you a scenario. Well, we don't bake matzahs in the house. But then it was soaking wet. And then it fell in. So the Mishnah Berurah here is telling us that if I can rely on the fact that this wheat kernel was wet and moist beforehand, then I could also rely on this leniency and say, listen, I just found this matzah in this one, either baked matzah, the wheat kernel in the one slice of matzah, or in this one batch of dough, the rest of the dough will be permissible. Reb Joel, I want to point out, he says here to everybody, he says, V'loy mikri safek klal, it's not called a doubt. So, your question was, which is a good question, how come I don't have to check the rest of the batch of dough? If I'm not mistaken, your question is based on, if I have a doubt, let me clarify the doubt. That's the way we should do things. But here he's saying it's not called a doubt. This rule of kan nimsa kan hoya, when I find it here, that's it. That's all I say, it came from here, not from anywhere else. Let's see a little further. Misha hoya biyode isa, person has dough in front of him. V'chotach mimeno kama matzois v'nosan la'achirim. You make a lot of matzos from that dough, and you give it to other people. V'nishir ha-matzah achas biyode v'nimtes la'achita. You keep one matzah for yourself, and you find a wheat kernel in it. Kol ha-matzah shemeyoisa isa asures. All the matzah, imagine this. You give kosher le-pesach matzah, as an afikom, as a shalach manas. I've never heard of it, but okay. Okay, it's always a first. We could have a first seder, we'll put it out, okay? And then you have to send out emails and call every single person, make sure they heard what you said, because you found a wheat kernel in your matzah. Forget about the embarrassment, but you have to make sure you get it to everybody to let them know, don't use that matzah. Call Hamatzah Shemiyosi Isa Zasurais. Damrina, we say, Shemo Ha'isa Bo'isa Isa Koidim Shechotcha Lachetiches. Because maybe it was in a big batch of dough before you cut it up. And you made everything, now a chametz stick. Da'af Deloy Machzekinan Isur Mimakam Lamakim. Damrina, Kan Nimsa Kan Haya. Because even though we say a rule that we're not Machzek and Isser from one place to another place, so we don't say that if the Isser is in part A, it's also in part B. We don't say the Isser is jumping around. And it's not going to be from one piece to another piece. Loi mechaticha lechaticha. However, there's a rule, we say, mizman lizman machzikinan isura. V'amrin Hashem ha'isa bi'isa zu mikoyim shenitcha. We do say, mizman lizman is asar. What is mizman lizman? From time to time, it will be also. What does it mean, Zman Lizman? We'll say that just like it was in this dough over here, now it was there from beforehand. We turn the clock back. We're not saying Mimakin Lomakin, but Mizman Lizman from the time to time. So we're going to say, listen, if I give you matzah, I give everyone matzahs. I send one to Delaware, it's also in Delaware. Mizman Lizman, we're going to say, just like that chametz was in it, now it was there from beforehand as well. It's not mimakim l'makim. Let's see more. He's going to clarify this concept, discuss it more. Then we'll take questions probably afterwards. Okay? V'yesh mi'achreinim sh'desvir luhu. There are those achreinim that hold. The aft b'kan yesh lo ha'okil b'shar matzahs mishum sveika. Now, I'm not so good at reading faces, but I think, Reb Joel, I was reading your face. You were thinking maybe along these lines, maybe it's sveika. Okay? Let's see. Shema ato nafla. Maybe it just fell now. Maybe this wheat kernel, that's chametzik, just fell now. Oh, that's what you were thinking? Very good. V'imtim tzoloi mar mikoidim, if you want to say it came from before. Shema lo nischantza arata. Maybe it only became chametzik now. So if you find it in your one slice of matzah, it's not also for everyone else. And he says, if mokim hefsid meruba, yeshus moichel hakel. In the case of hefsid meruba, we can be lenient. Because of the svek sveka, this rule of double doubt is permissible. Let's see further. Because of Magen Avram, Magen Avram writes, Shekein adin be'echad shalakach michaves kiruv b'k'oro v'hoylich haylichoy lebayis acher oy lemokam acher. So to a person who takes from a barrel, takes kruv, cabbage, And then he goes, he takes from one house the cabbage, and he goes to a different house. V'shom nimsachita b'kua. You find a wheat kernel which is cracked open, which means it's chamistik. Hakruv shebechavas mutter. Are the rest of the pieces of cabbage in the barrel that you took it from house A, now you went to house B, and then in house B you found a cabbage that has a wheat kernel in it. Is the cabbage back in house A, is it aser? We say no, it's mutter. Why? The ein machziki mimakom lamakom. It's two different places now. This house A was one makom, then this house B, a different makom. So if I found it in house B, that's when I looked at this cabbage and I see, oh, there's a wheat kernel. I don't say all the rest of them in house A are also chametzik. Kanimsa, kanhaya. Ratzalaymer, hashda bekaira nafal. We say it fell from somewhere in house B. And it had nothing to do with house A. Aval, however, in nimse sachite bechavis. If you find the wheat kernel in the barrel itself. Oz afma shebekaira bebayis acher is aser. Then, even that which you find in house B, the cabbage in house B, is also aser. The zehu mizman lizman machzikin limafreya. That's what it means, mizman lizman. From time to time, we'll say retroactively that if you found the wheat kernel in the barrel in house A, and then you go and take your cabbage from that barrel, and you go to your house. Right, you go from your brother's house to your house, and then you find the cabbage with the wheat kernel in house B. We say that was there from beforehand, mizman lizman. Just like you found it there now, mizman lizman, it was also there from retroactively from before. I want to share with you Sifkan Peiches in the Shaharet Zion, around five lines up in the bottom of the page, all the way in the bottom, Peiches. He explains more in regards to the zman lizman. But so Oymar, the Shema because maybe this wheat kernel was in this barrel before you took it out into the plate. And everything in the barrel is forbidden. Basically saying, even though there are those that say if it's cold, it's not becoming chametzdik and not spreading, but it was soaking there for maybe 24 hours. If it's soaked for 24 hours, we say kovush, soaking is like mevushul, it's like it's cooked, and therefore it's forbidden. Okay, let's continue with the Mishnah Berurah to try to finish it for today. I just, you know, can we hold the question just till after? I want to finish the make sure we, before our wife walks in, and we'll take the question, but please don't forget it. In the case of a hesed merubah, we can be lenient. Afilo im nimsa bechavis lo ison habalibatim shlachu mekoydim. Even if they take it from the barrel with all the other barrels, all the other cabbages in there, because we'll have another svek sveka, a double doubt. What's a double doubt? Shema achshav nafal bechavis. Maybe now, in other words, the case is as follows. You take out a piece of a head of cabbage into your house, and then you find it there. Maybe now it fell in into the barrel. If you want to say it fell before, maybe it only became chametzik now. And it didn't have time to spread throughout the whole entire barrel. So he's telling us that we could also be lenient and have some meruba with a svek sveika. Svek sveika means it's a halachic rule of a double doubt which permits the item. V'yesh mi'achoinim shekosru, there are those achoinim that say, d'chozeh k'shechita b'kua. Aval im loin nisbako rak nisrachecha, yesh lahatir afilo hakruv v'chshevachavis im yesh shom mehesem meruba. Another leniency is that if the wheat did not, if the wheat, I like that, taking a chita, not the wheat. Okay? Making the words there. Okay? If the chita did not crack open, it just moistened, then also we could be lenient and have some meruba. Because of a svek sveka, he says in Sadi Aleph, where the svek sveka is in the Shaharet Zion, all in the bottom, two lines from the bottom, three lines from the bottom of the page, two lines. What's the Svek Sveika again? Shema Nafla Sham Toich Mi Isla Eis Loihavi Adai in Kavush. Maybe he fell in there within, it was not there for 24 hours, and then therefore it didn't spread. If you want to say it was there for 24 hours, Shema Loi Nisrachacha Ad Toich Mi Isla Eis. Maybe he did not become soft, Shema Loi Nisrachacha, within that 24-hour time period. So he says another Svek Sveika for Hesem Aruba, for a great loss that one could be lenient as well. Let's just conclude here. If this liquid is not covering up all of the cabbage, then you could permit the cabbage that's on top of the water. It's not called soaking. It's not called soaking. It's only salted. It's only maluach, only salted. It's only in regards to maluach. We're saying a lot of different rules here today. To salted, only the place where it touches. But if it didn't soak in the water, so then that chametz never transferred into that cabbage above the water. It's just out of the water. If you dalez, we'll see. Hashem next week. Kosev Chayadam. Chayadam says that if you have Yigdis kvas, shenoygin b'medin sin lasis al Pesach, yesh lazor livro ha-yigdis, koidim nesin samayim, demotzei limotzei behem garinin. If you have some type of this drink that they make from the liquid of this fruit, so then we can say, shenoygin b'medin sin lasis Pesach, yesh lazor, you have to be careful to make sure you check it out, you sift it out, to make sure that there is nothing in it. The sinas ta means that you would taste the chametz. I will stop here and we'll take any questions now. Everybody should have a good yontif. I will have next.